Phone Boy Speaks, episode 414, Facebook Paper.
I'm sure every tech douchebag out there has reviewed Facebook Paper by now. Oh, well, here's mine. You know, what's another voice, I suppose. So I went to go find the Facebook Paper app. And if you go to facebook.com/paper, then you can actually, it'll take you to the one, at least for iOS. Maybe it exists on Android. I don't know. But anyway, this app essentially turns your Facebook feed into Flipboard, kind of. And it can actually, for some functions, like most of the functions, I think, like a bunch of people use, it probably replaced the default Facebook app. And in fact, you can tell it to open up push notifications in the Paper app. And I went and moved my Facebook app off the screen because this is, it's actually pretty cool to use. And so you, I guess you have a series of, I don't even know what you call them, but, sections of your Facebook feed that are, your Facebook feed plus some news sources. So it's kind of like Flipboard in the sense that it feeds you information. And then, you do a lot of swiping and various things to use the interface. And it's actually pretty cool. As I say, it's a far cry different, at least, than the standard Facebook app, which drives me nuts. I don't like using it, and I always get confused by it. And of course, I think with this, it's pretty easy to get confused too. But I have to say, the app does a good job of audibly and visibly prompting you to do certain actions. It says if you want to get out of a story, do this. So at least the first time you fire it up, it gives you a lot of prompts to tell you how to do things, which, if you're going to change the interface, I think that's the way to do it, right? Is to tell people that the interface has changed. And so, yes, I used it this morning to, I set up a few of the channels or whatever to get news stories, and I found it pulling up decent stuff. It's not bad. I mean, compared to, as I say, the standard Facebook app or some of the other stuff. I mean, whoever designed this at Facebook did a good job. And yeah, okay, they should have just called it Flipboard or whatever, because it's kind of what it is, I guess. But anyway, as I say, it's not a bad app, and you can go download it for yourself and try it. And some people don't like it. I don't know that it's going to make me use Facebook more, but at least when I do have to use Facebook, the experience is not too bad. So I say check it out at the very least, and give it a try if you use the Facebooks. If you don't, well, then, it's probably not worth using. But, I guess it was the thing. The other thing is it used my Facebook account on my iOS device without asking me, I guess. It knew who I was. And so I didn't have to log into it. I assume you would have to log into it if you don't have a Facebook account. But as I say, this is not an app you should use if you're not on Facebook. But if you do use Facebook, it's worth looking at and seeing if it will work for you. And it does for me. So there you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.